Well, Damien, you mentioned after the semi-final how much this was a big achievement for you. How have you been feeling this week?
Very calm. Obviously, it's starting to hit home. We came here yesterday with the team just to walk around the pitch, get a feel for the stadium. Here again today. This rate, I'm sick of the Aviva, so I'm glad we have a few days off and we'll see it again Sunday. But yeah, listen, we know the size of the occasion.
Luke mentioned in his interview earlier that this was something that you plotted from the beginning of the season.
I don't know about plotted, but it just kind of organically happened. Long and winding road, we're here. And there's one more big obstacle in our way that we need to address.
The team itself are gelling really, really well between a senior team and the kids almost in it. Mm. They're doing really, really well. And the games against Derry have been really tight all season.
Tight, yeah. Cagey Affairs. I wouldn't say we've offered our best in maybe two and a half of the games. But we know to win the cup on Sunday, we'll have to earn it and play and give a best version of ourselves.
It's been a long road, as you said. You've won the game in one of the rounds as well, so you've been on the road a lot to get to here.
Yeah, we have. And listen, obviously, Rory has to do the travel now. But yeah, listen, we've had some, you could say, tricky fixtures. Obviously, Bowes at home, Dublin Derby, amazing performance. Bonnegan itself, you never know what you're going to get. Bray, first game, Carlisle grounds can be difficult. And then Waterford, you know, people see first division team. Nah, Waterford have Premier Division players, Premier Division outfit, regardless of what league they're actually in. So the lads have been outstanding, so proud of them to get here. And like I said, one more obstacle to go.
Big history in the cup between Shelburne and Derry City, but for Shelburne, there seems to be a rising back of from where they came from.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, let's be honest, it's time to rise again. It's on the front gates of Talca Park. No words need to be spoken.
The girls last week, we interviewed Pearl last week, and she was saying how it's not a Shelburne women, it's not a Shelburne men, it's a Shelburne football club. And that seems to be coming true with the fans through the gates and that, and hopefully with the same kind of atmosphere on Sunday.
Absolutely. Listen, Pearl's an inspiration to young boys, girls, you know, outside the club, in the club, for us. I won't say the men's team, but our team. Inspirational what she's done, Noel King, the girls, the double this season after losing so much quality. So if we were to achieve anywhere near what she's achieved, it would be incredible. She's been a great captain, a great servant to the club.
Cup finals generally don't have a favourite team because it's a one-off game. But with Europe at the end of it as well, is that a bigger charity for you to go for?
I haven't. Somebody mentioned that earlier. It might sound bizarre. I haven't even looked at Europe or think what might happen. Well, it does happen. You win the cup. All I'm focused on is winning the cup. Obviously, Europe comes with it, but I haven't looked that far ahead.